Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I just looked up the year because I thought it was earlier. I thought it was my high school, but it was 88, my college, your junior high, most likely.
88? Yeah, 13.
October, so. Yeah. I just remember the power ballad of the 80s, and that's among the
there
great ones.
Yeah.
And I thought about 37 years ago, and Grandy's 29, so A led to B, B led to C, and here we are.
Maybe.
Awkward.
Yeah, definitely. So pivot.
Sure.
Yeah, no, Grandy and Lucas have, I think you guys have some roses and thorns too. We'll let you unload on those in a little bit. But 888-957-9570, we'd really love to hear from you. What's your rose? What's your thorn for the 49ers right now as this thing gets started? Candlestick, Rick, San Bruno, you're going to lead us off. Hey, Rick, thanks for calling. Hey, what you doing?
Hey, what up, fellas? Good to hear from you. I'm chilling right now, just cleaning up the house, but I wanted to chime in on this whole rose and thorn deal. And shout out to Grandy's parents, his conception at the Poison concert, I think it was.
Yeah.
I mean, Grandy, was it actually at the show, or was it after, or?
I'm not answering any
okay.
of these questions.
Monsters of Rock, 95, I think Dokken was a part of it, maybe early Ozzy, late Black Sabbath.
At a concert? Have you ever?
I mean, after.
Have you ever at a concert?
Nah, not at a concert.
I had a buddy who was propositioned. I'm not kidding.
It happens, fellas.
Yeah, it happened.
Oh, yeah.
He was propositioned. He said no and then saw her and someone else under a hoodie about a half hour later.
Right. Because you know what she did, right? Pivot! She also had to pivot.
Let's move on. Rick, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry about that, fellas. We went off the rails a bit.
No, it's totally Dibs' fault, but go ahead.
Let's paint a little picture here. So you got a beautiful rose in your hand. You're sitting in the sun, and there's petals on it. The petals are blooming. I would say some of those blooming petals would hopefully be the new draft picks that we got, you know, our defensive line pickups. You know, I think those guys could possibly be some blooming petals on that rose. And hopefully, is there any way, I mean, the receiving core, like Dib said, might be a thorn, but can we just get one of those surprise guys? Can Tariq Owens just be a Puka Nacua? Or, like, why can't we just get a young fellow to just pop like that?
Well,
be Puka.
We don't know that they won't. You know, the Jordan Watkins thing, he would actually been the candidate for that, and now, you know, he's had a setback. So are we going to have someone pop at that level week one? Probably not, but at the same time, you may well just have Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings starting week one. Like, that's a possibility, and that's not scary to me.
I wouldn't say it's scary, but it's just all of our guys have question marks. Even Ayuk took a few years to develop. None of our guys really pop right away. But anyway, let me continue painting this beautiful picture here. But you're holding this rose. It has some petals blooming. But there's a couple thorns. You prick your finger. You go, damn, we missed one. There's still a thorn here. I think that thorn is Jake Moody, my friend. I am sick of that dude. Can we just – why does Kyle Shanahan have this affinity for these hardworking white guys? Like he still has River Craycraft on the practice squad, I think. Like, is that not crazy? Like, I mean –
Is River still on the practice squad? Hey, hang on, Rick. Grandy, is River Craycraft still on the practice squad?
I've definitely heard his name at some point recently, but I can confirm.
No, this conversation, Rick, I'm just going to be honest with you because this is the way we like to do our show. Like, let's just put it all on the table. I did, like, your call was going really, like, really well. And I did not know you were going to take a right turn and suddenly say that Kyle Shanahan likes hardworking white guys. I didn't know that we were going to go that way.
It's not a bad thing, but these guys don't turn out to be very good at times. And it's like, man, just get rid of him.
They do have some pretty good white players on the team.
And he's a Seahawk right now. So.
Oh, Craycraft is
yeah.
All right. I mean, Kittle, McCaffrey, Purdy,
Juszczyk. Yeah.
But anyway.
Bosa.
I don't want to make it about race.
No.
Anyway, what else, Rick?
as you're looking at that beautiful rose, you look over and you see a huge thorn bush and you go, damn, we fell into that bush last year. My cousin fell into a thorn bush once. Not nice. Oof. So last year itself was a thorn bush accident altogether. So, yeah, I'll wrap it up by saying that. But it's a pretty picture until you fell into the bush. But all right, fellas, nice talking to you.
Candlestick Rick, everybody. Yeah. Cleaning the house.
Way to bring it home.
And bringing up race with regard to roses and thorns. But
Jack
anyway.
Moody gets he gets a final shot.
Yes.
And
but I like that you're saying it that way. The leash is short.
Correct. Very Even though short. They used third round capital, Kyle Shanahan's not going to laminated play sheet his way down the field in a game where they're down by two and get stopped at the 30 and send him out for a 47-yarder and watch him miss. That's just not going to happen. Well, Shanahan's going to do, he's going to find someone else, the ghost of Robbie Gould.
For sure.
Robbie Gould. And
kickers are replaceable overnight every week in the NFL.
Right.
So, but I'm with you. Where it's like, I'm fine with where they sit now, which is you get one more shot. But you know what I worry about with Moody? He might be one of those when the lights come on guys. Because he did it again today in practice. He went 7 for 7, and two of them were over 50 yards long. And I think it's why the Niners are still like, no, this is our guy. He was hurt last year, and he was young the year before that. And so now he's gone through and he's changed his windup and all of these things, and we think he's going to have a good year, and he's having a really nice camp. Great. Great. What's he look like in Seattle when the lights come on September 7th? If you miss a late field goal that's, shorter than 58 yards in that game, like, I don't know that I wouldn't be advocating, like, move on that day. Like, he's got to be really good. He doesn't need to be perfect, but he needs to be really good.
When it counts.
Yeah, because Moody right now, like everyone knows, he's got the leg, he's got the this, he's got that. But dude, when the kick is really important, he misses it. Almost, like it feels like he misses most of those. Not all of them, but most of them.
And I'm never going to excuse a guy for being injured, because when you play, you're playing, and when you play, you have to play well. However, I will say that last year with the ankle injury, it clearly affected him, and, that's a bummer because you still have to go out there and do your job, and he didn't. I also think that the new two-step approach is really going to help him be more consistent.
Oh.
It cuts down on that extra third step. It's just boop, boop, and he's got the leg strength to where he doesn't need the extra run-up. I think he's going to have a good year.
I hope so. Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line from 216. Pick up Justin Tucker.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Yeah, so that's not happening. Justin Tucker.
Right.
Justin Tucker. You know everything that's going on with Justin Tucker, right?
I know what happened before. I don't know the latest,
but he's gone. The Ravens have
correct,
cut him. He's had all kinds of legal issues.
All kinds.
But what other people, which you may not be remembering, is he also sucked last year.
Yes.
He was terrible.
And I would attribute it to, a lot of it probably was this.
Maybe. He's also getting old.
38 or 39. He's an older kicker.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
And something Steiny said earlier, Steiny and Goo together again, actually was the sound that they played from Baldy, where you don't know when a player's decline is going to start until you actually see it.
No doubt.
And he mentioned Earl Campbell, the great Houston Oiler from back in the day, where Baldy was his teammate, and all of a sudden it's like, you just can't do it anymore. And that applies for Justin Verlander, Steph Curry, Trent Williams, every player who's getting long in the tooth, and even Christian McCaffrey. It might happen this year where he has lost a step.
Sometimes it doesn't even happen because of age.
Right.
I mean, I'm thinking of some names that have come up on this show last couple of weeks. Todd Gurley.
Good call.
That's it. Le'Veon Bell. Night-night. Done. And by the way, Tucker's not as old as maybe you and I thought. He's only 35. But Tucker's career, I believe, is over. I don't think Justin Tucker's coming back to the NFL.
I don't either.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to see him. He was bad last year and a problem. So...